Blog Talk Radio.
Elite Personal Coaching. Coaching for success, building strategies for personal growth, maximizing your ability to achieve your goals and live your dreams.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and welcome to another episode of our Who's Who in the Martial Arts. This part of our program is dedicated to our alumni, letting the world know who some of the great martial artists are. And this is one of the reasons for the Who's Who book, is to help us to be able to grow the martial arts. Information is very important, and there are so many great martial artists across the world. And what the Who's Who book has been able to do is to be able to reach out, find these martial artists. And the book is not about how great you are. We have great martial artists that are in the book who have done amazing things, but the book is about, you know, what is the benefit to you as a martial artist? How did you get started? What are the things that today's martial artists or people that want to be in the martial arts, what are they going through that we've already been through? And also, it becomes a good point because now you've moved up to becoming a black belt, you're becoming a master. So now this is where you've ended up, maybe from a bad situation or maybe you dealt with someone picking on you, bullying. There's going to be a lot of different reasons why you started in the martial arts. And today's future martial artists are going through those same things and maybe a little bit different, maybe not on the same level, but they are. But it doesn't matter where you start, it's where you're finishing up. And today we have Bourgeois Tuckery, and he's going to be our guest. He's actually from DePaul. He's a master of the martial arts, and he's achieved so many great things as a martial artist. He's just been put into the Guinness Book World Record for some of the things that he actually has been doing. Hey, sir, welcome to our program today, Who's Who in the Martial Arts. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Master. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to express all my words in front of the, you know, Martial Arts Association.
Well, you know, you have done a lot of amazing things. I think we met maybe about a year ago at an event, and you were doing some great things there and your demonstrations and seeking, you know, this world record that you've been seeking for. So let's start off a little bit, let everyone get a little bit, know a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about you. You know, where'd you grow up? I know you're from DePaul. You're living in the U.S. now. So tell us, give us a little, the insight about you as you now begin to enter the martial arts. Then we're going to go into, you know, what the martial arts has done for you and what are some of your personal achievements.
Okay. I'm from Nepal. Nepal is very, you know, poor country. I mean, so many people, even they don't know where it is. It is between India and China. And, you know, it's surrounded with Himalayas. We are poor country, you know. I mean, the country's situation is totally devastating. I came here 15 years ago. I grew up there, actually, you know. And I came here 15 years ago when there's a conflict between Maoist and the government. There's a lot of problem over there. Even I got attacked. So, you know, when I come there from to here, yeah, I was taking trainings over there in Shitiryu Karate. But I never played the game over there. Even though I trained, I never played the game. So, but when I came here, you know, it's a lot of stress things in your mind. You leave your country, your parents, your wife, you know, when you have to come here. I didn't even started here since I started to join again the American Marine Goju Karate. It's 2014, actually. But I know that I'm something that I can, you know, I already created, but I wasn't able to show all those things. And American Marine Goju Karate is in Springfield. My master's name is Masters Gary Clutch. He's a very famous. He's from United States Marine Corps, a Lieutenant Colonel. And he called me, look, you are something. And I know you can be in a world champion. So why you are, you know, staying like that? And the reason I made him was I even got attacked over here. I got robbed by two persons. I don't want to, you know, stress the caller, but I just want to tell you the story. And I got badly attacked, almost got killed. But anyway, I support the law enforcement. They are caught. They got caught. And I speak to my master that, look, I have this problem. I mean, I want to continue. They almost, you know, kill me. I said, like, okay, look, everything happened. Don't keep in your mind. What you can do is you have a path. You can train. You can be a good person in the world. And you have something that, go ahead. And I trained with him, and I told my master, okay, I want to, you know, compete too. So, you know, I started compete. I started winning. I compete, you know, over here in the Washington Gallery, that's U.S. Open, you know, U.S. Open game. And that time, my master did not give me a black belt because he said, okay, if you fight first, if you win, then only I'm going to give you a black belt. I said, like, okay, I can do that easily because I'm a very good player. And I fight it. I fight the point fight. I became first. And I fight with continue contact. I became second. And he was like, but imagine, I told you or something. And that, from there, my journey began for training. Here you go, Master.
Well, great. You know, I think that's a, you know, really good start. And, you know, and that's the reason why a lot of times people get involved in the martial arts for, you know, different reasons. And then there's sometimes that people, you know, they're involved in the martial arts because it's a life-saving,
right.
You know, from discipline to changes. But, you know, in your situation, you experienced, you know, and that's the same thing, reason why I got involved in martial arts was because I was picked on, like, in today they call it being bullied. When I was growing up, you know, if you didn't fight back or you didn't answer a challenge, you were called a coward. And
right.
So, you know, everybody has their reasons for why they get involved in the martial arts. And, you know, when you're coming from a country like, you know, Nepal, and you got all these other things that's going on, you know, these are real things happening, and, you know, it sounds like that your life is in danger all the time. So your martial arts training, it sounds like it was helping you, or you realized the importance of trying to go to the next level. And I've just finished testing this week, and that was my emphasis to my students, is that it's not something that you're doing. It's understanding that the martial arts is about being able to defend yourself. It's about combat. It's about fighting. And you have to train and understand so you can get these other benefits. Because when you become deadly, when you become dangerous, and when you understand the principles of the fighting arts, then this is where you're confident. You can walk with confidence, realizing you can take care of yourself.
Right.
Now, tell us a little bit about the award that you just, I know you're part of our organization, and again, we're very grateful for you to share your story with us, you know, but tell us a little bit about the award you just received.
Do you want to know about the Guinness World Record or the
other
award?
Mm-hmm. Your Guinness book.
Let me start from other award if you want me to know that.
Yeah, please, please.
I have won at least 16. I mean, we call it gold medal, right? But whatever you won in first place, we call it gold medal. Even though you get trophy or you get a medal or you get a cup. So let's say first place. You know, I have won U.S. Capital Classic first place. I have won Virginia World Cup first place. I have won, what do you call that, USA Masters Games, two gold medals. I have in 16, I have won even Kurubushi Martial Arts, you know, demonstration, first place. I have won Battle of Baltimore, first place in, you know, Gundam style wood breaking, which is, I created this. And this continues, there's a lot of game I won. But this one is a Guinness Book of World Record. And this is also, I created, and I found the heading that what I created in the Guinness Book of World Record. It says, the topic of the compete was heavyweight lifted in a tandem style in a male. So when I found that heavyweight lifted in a tandem style means you have to lift the weight, maximum amount of weight, and your legs should be split in two stools. And all the weight should be above your waist, you know. So when I found that, I was so happy. Okay, I created this, and there is a record. And when I read in a Guinness Book of World Record, there was 110 pounds. Somebody was already lifted. So I said, like, okay, then I can do it 140 pounds. So I went and applied for that. And they said, okay, send the details, video, everything. And I did this video in here is a SKL, because my master moved from here to Ohio. And he's not here right now because he has to. I told you he's a United States Marine Corps. He has to go somewhere else, you know. So I went to S.K. Lee Taekwondo. The master of that Taekwondo is S.K. Lee. I speak to him, look, I need to make this Guinness World Record. And I'm a martial artist. And I don't want to make this record any outside that, you know, I belong to martial art, but I came from outside. So I showed him all the video, and I told, look, I made it, I already done demonstration, this demonstration in so many places, which I'm going to tell you later on. And he said, first he said, let me check, because you are not from Taekwondo, but, and I requested him, please, this is a big thing. And he said, I know, I will give you, okay, come back, come and you can do it. I know you are a martial artist. I want to help. I know you are something. And he said, okay, you can do it. And then I did the SKL Taekwondo in Hendon. And this is about, I carried 139.97. Actually, it should be 140, but I don't know why they put 139.97 pounds in kilo, 63.49. And I made the world record for that, and I won this recently. And I want to share this all to American Martial Art Association that I created in the United States, and this is for the country. And I'm very happy that, with that, that I won the, you know, Guinness World Record.
Good. Good, sir.
Thank you.
If someone had to ask you, what is the thing or the direction that you feel that you've gained most from as a martial artist, what would you say it would be?
I would say the martial art has so many things that gives you further path for good reasons. The good reasons mean that it has a discipline, it has a power, knowledge, you know, and it will tell you, it will give you a kind of confidence that if you want to do something good, you can do it, you can train it, and you can become. For example, if you check my history from 14 to today 17, I won like, you know, 16 gold medals, and including this Guinness Book of World Record, which is totally changed my lifestyle. I'm in the world now, and you know, before few people know me, today the world knows me. And you know, if what I found in the martial art is if you struggle hard, if you really want to become something, you have a path for that. That I have. Seeing the respect in the martial artists, all the masters respect to each single black belts. Love them. You know, I went 9 states to play the game. From South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. All these states I played the game in Virginia. From that top, from south to north, I played the game. I participated the game. You know, I did the demonstration what I created, and they love it. I have demonstrated in South Carolina, North Carolina, New Jersey, and they love it. They award me as a extraordinary person, talented guy, and I'm imagine that, you know, the respect for the martial artists in the United States is totally different than other world. I have seen that.
Well, and I think this is really good, especially coming from someone that's not originally from the U.S., but being able to, you know, and this is the thing about, you know, in the U.S., there's basically an event going on all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, some are big, some are small, but that's the thing about sport karate. And, you know, sport karate, as Professor Gary Lee would say, you know, we come from traditional, but sport karate is made in America. And
right.
There are so many opportunities for you to grow in and for you to develop. And there are so many amazing tournaments and promoters. And this is what we do in the martial arts, regardless to your style, is that we're much more open and willing to reach out and to help people to gain that information of how to become better. And so this
mm-hmm.
is what, you know, our mission is in the martial arts, is to help you and other martial artists share your knowledge or your expertise or your achievement, because we want you to be a poster child, you know, for the martial arts. We want people to know that you can do a lot of different activities, but they're still not martial arts. Very few things you can do that really works the right side, left side of the body.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to be, you know, you have swimming, possibly another one, but there's very few that gives you that workout, the exercise that martial arts actually gives to you.
Yes.
So what's next for you now? What's in the future for you?
The next is, let's see, I'm hoping, I'm going to go to America Got Talent. They already call me, and if possible, I'm going to break my record over there if they give me a chances. And not only that, I have a feeling that I'm gonna break my different record over there that nobody has seen before, that I created and I'm planning to do over there. Let's see. I mean, what I found is just learning martial art, you know, I know we all came from traditional martial art. Actually, we know the traditional is like Shotokan, Shidryu, Wadryu, Goju-ryu. And the Goju-ryu is over here, my master, grandmaster Peter Wan, who brought to United States. That's what I have learned from that. And then my grandmaster is Master Gary Klaus. But the thing is, what I've learned is these things, that if you just learn the martial art, is not enough. That in martial art, you have a path that you can create something. Even though the kata, we do, the good thing in the United States is there is two kinds of kata we do. One is traditional kata in a game. One is creative. I have done a creative kata and I won the gold medal too. This is a good thing that you can create your something and show to the world. Maybe you become famous in the world. Maybe something new. So I created this, Vietnamese style kata. That the Tenso kata is a traditional kata. I bring in the Vietnamese style kata that the sensing can be done in hard way. So And by the time, same time, what I learned is the hard control, like you are in heavy weight, splitting your body, how long you can breathe. And it you know, when I changed that mind into to create something and breathe long, actually I did it for the breathe long, but it becomes famous in the world now. So not just learning the martial art is enough, but you have to have a creative mind that let's do something that world can see, and try to go every martial artist, try to show them that I created something, okay? Let's see. And this is the place. This is, I have seen only United States this. I haven't seen any other world. United States is a great country that you get a chance to show your creative things that I have shown in South Carolina, North Carolina, and New Jersey. And from there, my mind went to challenge to the Guinness World Record that you can do it. You know, then only you will succeed. So what I will suggest to the people is if you are something really good, try to create different things also, so world can see in a different way too.
Well, okay, so in the final things we wrap up, I know that you're in the Who's Who in the Martial Arts book. What do you think about that? How do you feel about that? Do you think that a program that we're offering, how do you feel about it? You think it's been a benefit for you?
No, you know, that you have, I think, I didn't even know who nominated me when you guys sent me a letter that, okay, you are nominated. Definitely, I feel like maybe from South Carolina, I did demonstration, North Carolina.
Well, yeah, that's where we met in South Carolina at the White Brothers Tournament. And I actually, we chatted, and I personally nominated you. I saw your demonstration. I, you know, got to know a little bit about you, felt very comfortable that, you know, your credibility, your skill sets and your credibility was good. And, we met in Lancaster, South Carolina.
Right. Thank you so much, Master. I didn't even know. Thank you for telling me this in a live, because some folks think in different way. But what I think is really this is a good program that you have created, that you are doing in a different state to pick up the right person who is really talented. It's not about like, you know, focusing on the book only. This is about who all are in talent in martial art inside the United States. So what I feel when you call me, when you say that, okay, we pick you up, that you are selected for something else, then I was like, okay, I feel like, thank God, I am something. Okay, now I have to do something else. After that, I became a Guinness World Record, right? But you have already seen my demonstration over there. And I'm happy that, thank you so much for being that. You know, it feels really, really good when somebody honor and somebody saw my demonstration and somebody recognized that you are something. And that is very good for all the martial artists. It's a new a kind of education that, okay, somebody's watching for you, you go ahead. If you are a talent, somebody will pick you up in some way. That's what I got it from American Martial Art Association, and I rewarded as a Black Belt Legend. And I'm very happy, and I'm very thankful to all American Martial Art Association family. And the master, I have seen there when I got like Joe Corley, Master Joe Corley, and Master Jesse Bowen, you personally and especially, thank you for that.
Well, sir, you're welcome. And again, this is what our search is. You know, we're just trying to, you know, really help and support martial arts, that more people will get involved, that more lives can be changed. Of course, you know, martial arts really doesn't change lives. What actually happens is the martial arts instructor with the skill sets and the knowledge of how to change lives, this is what changed lives, and we're searching for those martial artists that can do that to help to promote them, to help to recognize them, to help them to trigger in and become and discover their own greatness. You know, for I've discovered over the past, especially a couple of years, that martial artists, most of them, would prefer to dig a hole and, you know, and get down the hole and put a rock over top of it than to really step out and establish who they are so people can learn from them. You know, and this is what we're trying to do, is getting people to learn from that. But I do thank you for taking the time out of your day to be on our call today. And, again, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen with Who's Who in the Martial Arts. We're moving to empower people. We're standing on the shoulders of greatness. Don't forget, check us out August the 3rd in Washington, D.C. We will have the new book, the 2018 Who's Who in the Martial Arts autobiography book will be released. We're now taking nominations for that. You can go to whoswhointhemartialarts.com. That's www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com. Make your nominations. And again, you know, we had over 700 people nominated last year. With the book, we wound up with about 250 people we put into the book. So we try to go through and select people and gain as much information as possible about the person before we actually, you know, put their bio in the book. And we have a great board of advisors, which really supports us. And, you know, when we send names out, they really support to, if they don't know who the person is, they try to find out who the person is that's been nominated so we can make sure that we're doing the right thing. But again, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. Have a blessed day. And, hey, we'll see you on our next show.
Thank you, Master.
That was good.
Thank you, Master Bowen, and thank you.